ICE agents attempting to harass Somali businesses in Minnesota were faced with a crowd of peaceful protesters, peaceful Somalians that ran them out of the area. Take a look.
Get out! You're not supposed to be here. Get out! 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 Out!
I like how they're yelling at the ICE agents like dogs, like, out! Get out. And the ICE agents are actually listening. This is as peaceful protests pop up all across the country. This one in New York is especially, you know, just shockingly large. The numbers at these protests have exceeded even the wildest of expectations, and is due to a function of a few things. First of all, this administration escalated with their rhetoric in the hours following the murder of Renee Nicole Good. They called her a domestic terrorist and decided to surge more troops into Minneapolis, Minnesota. You see protests sparking up not only in Minneapolis, but in New York, like right here. Genuinely massive protests, and that's because people are mad. People are incredibly pissed. For example, just look at the split screen dichotomy right here. You have patriotic, pro-American protesters on one side. On the other side, in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Midas Touch and Status Quo report that ICE is pepper spraying peaceful demonstrators and journalists, and they actually catch the moment that chemical irritants are deployed in the face of peaceful protests. You can literally slow it down, but first, let's watch this as it happened on the live stream on Midas Touch. Take a look.
Oh, the agents moving forward now, pushing the demonstrators off the road. Few of them holding Pat.
And we're seeing here the use of pepper spray and the firing. From the firing of pepper balls.
This is absolutely absurd. If I slow this down, which I think is important to do here, you can see that this demonstrator is just standing there. Literally just standing there, not harming anybody. His hands are to his side. If he was charging at an officer trying to punch, that would be one thing. But that is not at all what's happening. They're all just standing there, and they get forcefully pepper sprayed with what looks to be no warning whatsoever. The officers then stand there and hold their line. They hold their line. And in intervals, they'll walk up randomly and just pepper spray people. It is absolutely absurd, and it is a misuse of force. Meanwhile, Donald Trump, the president of the United States, is posting this on Truth Social, a photo of his silhouette standing on the White House that says, soon. It just says, soon. Aaron Rupar, friend of the show who has helped this independent media sphere out, posted a video sent to him by a friend in Minneapolis. The screaming here is just chilling. I can't lie, I'm being radicalized against ICE after watching all of these videos. Not in a serious manner, but 5 years ago, what I thought was an immigration, you know, interior enforcement squad now is very, very eerily similar to the Gestapo. They have masks. They have the funding of the military. They're cracking the ribs of old people, pinning people down. They are killing U.S. citizens. That is why you see massive protests. Again, these are protests in New York City. This aerial view just shows the resistance to this administration and how angry people are. While this is happening, Greg Bovino, who genuinely is like he's like a villain from a movie. He's like the guy from one battle after another, Colonel Lockjaw. He's walking around with his agents, and protesters are yelling in his face. Richard Hanania says, "This can't be good for morale. What do ICE agents tell themselves when they're terrorizing communities who don't want them to be there? Police, at least people keep people safe. Police officers and law enforcement and local communities can build a relationship and keep people safe. But these people do what exactly? Are they just cruel because Stephen Miller wants them to be? Why are they walking around Target? The famous immigration enforcement that needs to be happening in Target.
You're a fucking coward, bitch! You're a fucking bitch!
There's a lot of screaming that will likely get this video completely demoted on YouTube. But either way, as they're screaming at him, which as they should be, he continues to walk around. ICE agents start to intimidate the people following them. Greg Bovino goes town to town trying to intimidate people for PR reasons. And that is why everybody is so mad at the Trump administration. That is why thousands of anti-ICE protesters are marching down Fifth Avenue in New York City. and flooding the streets. It's a very simple message that Democrats need to take. It's honestly just a flip of the Republican rhetoric. Republicans say that criminal thugs need to be out of our streets, and we agree. Democrats absolutely agree, but that includes criminal thugs with badges and guns. That includes ICE officers. That includes law enforcement who are corrupt. When you have this much power, when you hold a power dynamic over the average citizen and you continue to abuse it in a Stanford experiment-esque way. Remember the Stanford experiment where they split up two groups and one group was given control over the other? And after like a week, they were abusing their power dynamics in such a way that they had to shut down that experiment. That is basically the experiment that you see when a bunch of overly aggressive men, ICE agents, has there ever been a woman ICE agent? I'm trying to think. Maybe this is something I'm just missing, but I feel like it's always... always overly aggressive, underly trained men ICE agents who are walking around super, super pissed off and pulling people to the ground. Maybe there are women ICE agents that I'm missing, but it seems like it's men, mainly white men, actually a surprising amount of minorities too. I've seen a lot of either black ICE agents or Hispanic ICE agents, which you would think that there would be some sort of shared understanding between the Hispanic community that you don't do that. You don't become an ICE agent, but I've seen these videos, mainly majority just white men. Though. Here's Tom Homan saying, quote, there will be more bloodshed unless we decrease the hateful rhetoric. I just feel like, isn't that an inherently contradictory statement? There will be more bloodshed unless we decrease the hateful rhetoric. So Tom Homan, using hateful rhetoric, is saying that there will be more bloodshed.
Part to this ongoing probe of alleged Somali fraud. Fox is told that about 1,000 more Border Patrol agents are going to be heading there to assist, basically free up HSI officers. There's also this growing network of local residents who are tracking ICE movements and warning people about them. And schools in the area are being given the option of remote learning for the next month because of how hot the environment is getting. Yeah. Are you concerned about what we're heading toward? And what do you say to those officials like Mayor Frey, who's accused the administration of just looking for an excuse to invoke the Insurrection Act?
It's ridiculous. Bottom line, they don't have to shut schools down. They can't give me one example where ICE has walked into an elementary school or a church or hospital. It's ridiculous.
Okay, number one, this guy just sounds incredibly, almost impressively unintelligent every time he speaks. But as we've covered on this channel, Roosevelt High School was flooded with ICE agents outside as students were leaving class. And ICE agents started clashing with students in such a way that students were pepper sprayed, teachers were thrown to the ground, parents were freaked out, and kids ended up crying. So Tom Homan, shut the hell up.
And all this false narrative that they're pushing, it's just going to double down on hate against ICE. For instance, calling it a murder, the mayor calling it a murder. The hateful rhetoric has caused a lot of this violence. I said way back in March, if the hateful rhetoric doesn't decrease, there will be bloodshed.
Tell that to the president of the United States. And again, that is contradictory. You saying there will be bloodshed is pretty inflammatory and hateful. And you're saying that there will be more bloodshed unless we decrease the hateful rhetoric. So rhetoric, us using words, will equal bloodshed? This is all just fascistic rhetoric.
Unfortunately, I was right. And it's not over. There will be more bloodshed unless we decrease the hateful rhetoric. To compare this officer to a murder, are you kidding me? Threats against ICE officer.
Wait, so we can't compare the ICE agent with a mask to a murderer or a thug, but you can compare the 37-year-old mother to a quote-unquote domestic terrorist. Make it make sense, Tom Homan. Continue to protest. Continue to resist. Stay safe out there. I love you all. Make sure you drop a like, subscribe below if you want to join the movement, and peace out.